Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is The Awakening, and I'm your host, Lucretia Hayes, and I'm very excited today to have opportunity to share some personal empowerment with you guys, to touch on some financial empowerment, and to share the stage once again with my bestie, Armitria Charles. Today, guys, I'm going to go on and get started because we only have a 30-minute show, so I'm going to have to cut all the pleasantries down because I want to get into some really, really empowering information about your personal esteem versus your financial compensation. And I know for some of you, you don't see how that even plays a part with each other, but sometimes having low self-esteem will cause you to actually struggle financially. So as I was doing some research about that, what I found out is that when it comes to insecurities and doubts and frustrations and stuff like that we deal with on the inside, those inner struggles, that women struggle the majority of the time with appearance and with very superficial things. They struggle about that. Some women have insecurities about money, but the majority of them are actually secure in their skills and their talents. The problem is, though, because they're so insecure about other things like how they look, their weight, what people are going to think of them, because for women, the number one insecurity is what other people think. Now, I've looked this up on probably about 7 or 8 different sites, and every study I found, that was the top insecurity, and all the way at the bottom was money. Then at the same time, when you compare that to men, a lot of men, the majority of their insecurities centered around how much money they made or what would they do if they no longer were able to work. Now, what's funny is this. When you compare those results to the results of women who are actually earning the amount of money that they want to earn, according to one study, only 48% of women reported earning the income that they wanted to earn or earning above the income that they wanted to earn. The majority of women still report that they're not earning as much money as they would like to earn, but they're not insecure about it. Versus men, about 72.7% of men say that they're earning the amount of money that they wanted to earn or imagine earning or it's decent living, and only 26% say that they would like to earn more money, but about 82% of men are insecure about the amount of money they're earning, even if it's a large salary. So with that being out there, I just want to kind of let you guys know that how you feel about yourself and how you feel about the life you're living will affect you financially. One day, I was talking to a friend of mine. She's a financial planner, and she said, you know what really keeps women in debt? I said, no. She said, credit cards. I said, credit cards? She said, yes. She said, and not just regular credit cards, but cards to stores and stuff like that. Women spend a tremendous amount of money on hair, nails, clothes, bags, shoes. I mean, we spend a lot of money on trying to beautify ourselves. Well, today I want to talk about a free beautification process. It starts on the inside. When you get your inside together, when you get yourself to where you need to be, where you're loving yourself, just how you stand. See, it's not really love. If anything has to change, if anything has to change for you to accept yourself, then you're not really loving yourself. Because here's the thing, guys. The thing that makes change easy is love. Through love, transformations happen. Doubt, self-hate, negative self-talk, all of those worries and the confusion and frustration, that right there will block change and keep it from being a reality in your life. So a lot of times, a lot of women, what happens is we're so caught up on what other people think of us that we spend money that we really don't have to spend trying to prove a point to people who could really care less. Now, that's not really just for me, for women, that's for men too, but especially to women, as this show is a show geared toward empowering women to live their best life. So I want to make sure you guys understand that there is more going on with your money than just you going to work and how you spend it. There's a whole lot going on with your money, and it's in your heart and in your head, how you think, what you feel, and what you believe. Now, some of you know I wrote the book, The Path to Oneness, and one of the things that I kind of highlight in that book is self-acceptance, because most of us are so at war within that we don't really know if we're coming or going. When you're at war inside of yourself, you're not sure who you want to be, you're not sure what you want to do, and all of that, you'll begin to spend money and do things that cost you money that will throw you off of your game plan. Low self-esteem and desperation is always, and you guys can mark this down, you can take it to the bank and cash it. It's a good check. Low self-esteem and desperation is always a recipe for disaster. When you're desperate, you make bad decisions. When you have low self-esteem, a lot of times you make bad decisions. People with low self-esteem are constantly putting other people before them, and they're constantly doing things to earn value and worth in the eyes of other people, which will amount to nothing because they hadn't learned to value themselves. You know, a lot of us are content to work an $8 an hour job because we really don't understand how much we're worth. You know, we're more comfortable having someone else tell us what to do and when to do. We don't want to run a business because we don't feel that we're capable of running a business. We can see our flaws and our shortcomings so clearly, and it's like sometimes we just get stuck right there where I can't. And when your vocabulary is filled with I can't, I don't know how, or nobody is helping me, it gives you that mentality to make excuses rather than to make moves. And what we need to do to get on track financially is make some moves, guys. Guys, one of the things that I love about, for me, my personal friendships, if you're going to be in my life, in my inner circle, you have to be honest. And sometimes that means you're going to step on my toes, you're going to hurt my feelings, but I like that. You got to be progressive because I have a tendency, and I realize this about me, to get lazy and content, especially if I'm happy emotionally. So I'll tend to just want to sit down. Well, Armitra is one of those people that she's always thinking progressively. And so when my econ came along, I was seeing her do it, and in a minute I'm going to get her on here and let her just blow you guys' mind with the information that she has. But when she first brought that to me, I was like, man, it's working for her. I know her, so I know this thing is real. I had no idea that this thing would be bigger and more than just a check every Friday. Because when she said, you get paid every Friday, and this is my, you know, I'm seeing her big checks and stuff, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to try it then. But later on, as I got into the business and I started going to the classes and attending the weekly training calls and talking to some of the people I was meeting, I realized that this is personal empowerment at its best. So during the time that I'm learning all these things about finances, my whole mentality about money began to change. I didn't even realize I was that insecure about money, and I didn't know that I was so ignorant about how money worked. Now, ignorance is not a bad thing. Some of us hate when people call us that. We're all ignorant to some facts. Everybody has something that they don't know anything about, and I thought I knew a little bit about money, and it ended up being a whole lot less than I thought I knew. So it was a reason why I was making bad financial decisions, and I was making cash flow management choices that was contrary to where I was trying to go. And I was really, really grasping at dollars and holding on to them too tightly because they were so hard to come by. Then when I came into this business and I began to learn how money works and the principles, I don't have to grasp anymore. I just let things happen as they're supposed to happen, and I guide my money and I make it work for me because it doesn't matter how much you have. You don't have to have $1 million for it to work for you. Right now, wherever you are, if you're working at McDonald's, if you're working at Burger King, if you're working at the high school, if you're working for the government, if you're working for the state, wherever you're working, your money right now can begin to work for you with the right principles. But before you even try it, some of you need to be built up on the inside to realize you deserve to retire and be wealthy. You deserve not to have to worry about how your lights, gas, or water are going to be paid. You shouldn't have to be wondering if you're going to lose your car, if it's going to still be there in the morning. You shouldn't have to be worried about evictions because of lack of finances. There is a better way. There is a way for you to live the life you're supposed to live. Guys, I said something when I was young, and I didn't know that that would stick with me forever, but I was like, it's nothing anybody else can do that I can't do. I mean, once I see somebody else being successful in something, that lets me know, okay, now that's possible. If it's possible, then I can do it some kind of way. I don't know how, but I can. And when I started seeing my friends become financially stable, they're coming out of that paycheck to paycheck, hand to mouth type of mentality. I said, okay, if they can do it, I can do it. I've never felt inferior. For those of you who are on this phone and you feel inferior to others, oh, they're successful because they know more than me, because they're smarter than me, because they got more connections than me. None of that stuff is important unless you make it important. It doesn't matter if they have 10 people on their team and you have none. It doesn't matter if they started with family that gave them money and you don't have that. What matters is you realizing that you can have financial success and you deserve it. When you realize you deserve it and you can have it, your actions will line up and the universe will actually create opportunities for you to get it and keep it. Because a lot of people get a lot of money. Most of us on this phone have already had $1 million in our life. We might not have had it all at one time, you know, but if you add up all your paychecks, different money that you've had come in, some of you have probably had even over $1 million, and you're trying to figure out, where did my money go? That was because you didn't have the strategy. And then for some of you, maybe because you didn't have the esteem to hold on to it. Do you know how much money we blow seeking love and acceptance? Today I want you guys to think on and focus on accepting yourself and letting that be enough. There is not a person on this planet that's without love, because if nobody else loves us, then our Creator, we know for sure, does love us. I don't teach that God hates a homosexual, God hates a liar, God hates this and hates that. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's not God's will for you to struggle. If you're waiting to be perfect, thinking, well, God is going to bless me with a lot of finances when I perfect my life, if that was the case, nobody would be wealthy, nobody. So wealth is not based upon your perfection or your walk with God. It's simple people who have wealth. It's righteous people who have wealth. It's about you and your choices. It's about you and what you believe you have. I have met some people who don't believe in God, but they got all the confidence in the world, and their life is better in almost every sense of the word than some of the believers that sit in church in bondage, thinking that every little bad thing that happens is sent by God as punishment for something that they've done. That's just ignorance, guys. And we got to break that thought process if we're going to be wealthy. Guys, let me see if I can get my co-host on, because I know she has some great stuff for us. Hold one moment. Armitria, are you there?
Hey, Carisha Boo.
Hey, lady. How's it going?
Oh, man. look, it's just so good when you just got to go, ugh.
Yes. I have been excitedly
really
watching your progress.
Oh, man. I'm excited. Like, it's just all by the power of decision, you know? I was listening to all of the great stuff that you were sharing, and guys, just based on my own experience, I've been able to do some really marvelous things within this, just in this small span, within the course of just a few months. I've been able to do some really marvelous things in my life on a financial level, spiritual, mental level, and I just, LaCresha hit so many nails on the head. God, I was over here like shouting, Cresha, like, where do I send this tithe right quick? This love offering. But guys, the biggest thing that I learned about myself is that I was the biggest self-doubter in the world, and that is like the bane to our successes existence.
Mm.
You know, when that whole looking for acceptance thing, that whole looking for love thing, not realizing that love is the stuff that we're actually made of. But here's the secret to my success, guys, is that the law of action.
Yeah.
I looked at some stuff. I was like, I don't have the money to do this. I really don't think that I'm that great of this. I don't think, and then it just went into a place of, you know what, Armitra, just do it anyway. And all of y'all, just get the spirit out. I'm just going to do it any goddaggone way. I'm just going to do it anyway. I'm going to put it out there. I don't care. I'm just going to do it. And the law of action will bless you, because then that's going to bring you back some results. What's going to happen when you operate in that law of action is that you're going to look back, right? Like right now I'm looking back and all that self-doubt, I was like, what the hell was I doubting? Like, you know, and in the middle of that action, you forget that you don't even believe in this shit for real, excuse my French. You don't even believe.
Right. It's
you
okay.
Don't even, you know, girl, please, you know I'm going to say what I want to say. Hey, y'all. So don't get caught up on the symbol that I just used. Words are nothing but a symbol of a symbol of a symbol, okay? All of it just to get a message to you. I got your attention. I just woke y'all up. That was some espresso shots. But when you are in constant action, you don't have time not to believe. You don't have time not to be in self-doubt. You don't even have time to listen to the naysayers because you're focusing on your movement. And then by the time you stop and you look at the fruit and the labor, the fruit of your labor, and you see that you just birthed this amazing asset that's bringing cash back. Let me tell you something. You be like, man, all of a sudden what the haters say don't even matter. You realize that they were necessary because God was preparing a table. And guess what? No enemies, no table.
That's
I'm preparing
right.
a table for you in the presence of your enemies. That's in the presence of mindsets that have tried to hold you back. So even that little gremlin that lives inside of you that tells you what you can't do, your teacher said that you. I was told I was dyslexic. Hell, I got 2 books on the market and some more coming. So listen, guys, don't let nothing stop you from being amazing. Moses was a stutterer. He stuttered, and he stuttered his way all the way up to the promised land. So if that's what you got to do, God dang it, then do what you got to do, or go find somebody who talked eloquently to speak on your behalf. But what I'm saying is, it's just take massive action. That's how you get to wealth. It didn't say that you had to work hard. He gave you the power to create wealth. And what power do you have? Well, I'm not saying that my econ, the business that you absolutely have to do for the rest of your life, but what I am saying is that it is a vehicle that will help you to fund whatever it is that you want to do in life. So, 'cause you see, I couldn't publish books or be a brand artist or any of those things that I wanted to do without the financial backing. So what I did was put myself in a vehicle that would take me to the destination of income that would help me to be able to finance what I really want to do.
Right.
Does that make sense? So don't look at it as it's Lucretia or myself or anybody else who has shared this opportunity with you is just trying to get you into something and lock you in. No, we're not passing out jobs. We're passing out financial freedom. We're passing out destiny. We're passing out purpose. We're passing out the opportunity for you to be who God called you to be. See, everybody on this line today, I want to share something with you guys very quickly. If I just take you really quick through a visualization, and I think, Lucretia, I don't know if you remember me doing this on one of our team calls, but guys, close your eyes really quickly. I want you to imagine that you're on your deathbed. Okay, you're on your deathbed and all your family and your support is around you and you're drifting away from here and you see these 3 shadows and they're talking to you. You're getting frustrated because you can barely hear what they're saying. So you're like, speak up. And when they speak up, they're crying out to you and you're like, who are you? Who are you? And they start to cry out, and all of a sudden their voices become a little bit clearer as you attune your ear to their voices. And they cry out and they say, I'm your abilities. I'm your talent. I'm your purpose. I'm your destiny. Why haven't you ever used us? We're going to leave here full. We're leaving here and having never been used. And you feel that crushing on your spirit because you leave here having never used the things that was your purpose for being here in the first place. You die full of everything that God placed in you to come here and empty out. So my message to you guys today is die empty. Die empty. Don't leave here with that weight. And how does that tie into my econ? Your purpose is going to cost money. Where you want to live costs money. The people you want to hang around, they hang out in places where there's money. So This is your past. The Bible says it. Money answers all things. Guys, I'm just going to say it flat out. I think poverty is a sin. And at first I didn't. I thought it was some type of badge of honor or something, Lucretia. But what I realize is, as the Bible says, that the love of money is the root to all evil. Now, let me bring some perspective to that. It may not necessarily be talking about, ooh, loving it so much that you just hoard it. Maybe the love of money, the love of the graven image of playing and entertaining the idea that you need something that you really don't have. See, it goes a lot deeper than because the Bible is full of allegories and metaphors and similes and things like that. So you really have to begin to break it open to get the nectar out of it. For real, for us, the lack of money, that's the root to evil. Think about it. Thieves, people, I was reading in a book the other day that 2 million people, adults and children in Korea, died of starvation. That's evil. That's sinful to me. When someone has to murder somebody for money. Now, most people would say, well, you know, some people are greedy with money. That's still a mentality of lack, because that means that you feel like you need to hoard something because you feel like there's not enough. Well, let me tell you something. God would not have created abundant and only had some set aside for specific people. And what God has for you is definitely for you, but you have to claim it. See, many are called, but few have chosen. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. I think that we're all chosen, but only few have chosen.
That's
the truth right there. See, Lucretia has chosen. She's been called, she's chosen, and she has chosen. I've been called, I'm chosen, and I have chosen. And what I've chosen is that I want all that God has for me. Guys, I feel like I'm being led to say this. Whatever is in your way, the first step to prosperity, the first step to prosperous living is to let go and let in. And what I mean by let go, if there's anybody that you need to forgive, any situation that you need to forgive, any relationship that you need to let go of, any items, if you're abusing any laws of usage, let it go so that you can open up to a better thing. If you're holding on to an excuse as to why you haven't got started yet, let that go so you can get started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because guess what? Everything that you know, including that idea that has prevented you from getting started last week and the week before and the week before that, is that same idea that keeps you in the same place that you're in right now. Guess what's going to happen if you get started in my econ and don't do nothing? You're just going to end up right back where you are. So if you don't like that, then you definitely want to get started. So, like, because a lot of people actually put in their minds, well, I don't know if I really want to spend $179 just yet, Lucretia, because, you know, I'm not sure whether. Well, guess what? $179 is not a lot of money. Not at all. And you get to write it off. So basically you get to join my econ for free, guys, because you get to write that off on your taxes, and that comes right back in your income tax check, right? And so what typically happens is people tend to think that they're going to lose a whole hell of a lot. But what happens is if you come in, you don't do the strategies, you don't build a business or try to get anything from it, you just end up right back where you were. That's all that happens. So if that's really scary to you, get started. Get started. You know? And that's all it is. The law of action is your friend. Sometimes you just, I love Nike. They say just do it. That's all you can do is just show up doing what you can do, and you do that with a greater frequency, and then you'll see results. But we have to really get to a point, like Lucretia was saying, where we really love and accept ourselves and realize that we deserve everything and that God has never, ever, ever, ever destined for us to be in any type of lack. That's why people are sick and lack. Like one of the biggest, I heard a doctor, I was reading a book by this doctor, I forgot what his name is, but he was saying that most of his patients are sick. And they think that it comes from wrong eating and all that. But they're sick because of the worry of bills. Like he would ask all of them a certain question, and all of them had financial issues. And he noticed that all of the ones with the financial issues were the ones who were suffering with the highest blood pressure, with heart disease, with all of those things, because they're run by the emotions that they have behind money, the anxiety of it. They walk in a bank and get anxious.
Wow.
It's that serious, guys. And so you can really improve the quality of your life, and you deserve the quality of your life to be improved. So, you know, my econ is a wonderful vehicle, a wonderful vehicle. I couldn't imagine another vehicle to get me from point A to point B that takes me to C, D, E, F, G. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing. And Lucretia's telling you her story. She was kind of reluctant at first, but then she was like, it's working for her. So just look at our story. So if you see it working for everybody, and I'm so proud because most of the people that you see getting checks are on our team. So you'll be joining the right legacy.
That's right.
You'll be joining the winning team. And who doesn't want to be a part of the winning team? You know what I mean? So, guys, I'm telling you, all of your wealth, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, and Lucretia, you can take it over. All of your wealth, ladies and gentlemen, is in the of your decision. I'm going to repeat that. All of your wealth, all of your health, all of your joy, all of your peace, all of your happiness is in the power of your decision. So choose wisely. Choose wisely. Are you going to continue to make an excuse, get caught up in paralysis analysis, trying to figure everything out? Or are you just going to let go and really let God? It's a trust factor.
True.
And that's it. I'm a great credit reference for God. He works if you work it. And he will work this thing out with your consent. So make a wise choice today and for the rest of your life. Make a choice that your future self will thank you for.
I love that. I really love that, because I know I've made, if you guys are anything like me, you probably made tons of choices that back then that yourself now is like, oh, I could just kick her butt doing
right?
that. What was you thinking? So now you have the opportunity to go in. I heard somebody say one day, oh, I want to do this before it's too late. And I just feel like I missed so many opportunities already. It's too late. It's too late. I believe this, guys. As long as there's breath in your body, it's never too late to change. It's never too late to be, as that saying is, who you might have been. You know, of course, who doesn't want to get it right in their teens and in their 20s or their 30s or whatever? But if even right now, if you're 50 and you realize, you know, look, I've been working for 30 years. I have nothing to show for it. I have no home. I have no this or that or whatever else. You know, my kids couldn't afford to really go to the colleges that they were accepted into, whatever the case may have been. You know, you're 50 now and you're thinking, well, it's too late for me to do something new. That's not true. You know, one of the stories in the Bible that give me the most inspiration, especially for me being who I am and the desires of my heart that I have, is Sarah. You know, all these years, you just got to keep in mind she was 90. That's one way to look at it. Okay, she was 90 when she got pregnant. But if you go back and look at it from this perspective, that's probably, let's just say, 70 long years of waiting on a baby, 70 long years of waiting on a promise, 70 long straight years of waiting on God while somebody else done had a baby with your man and had the nerve to put it in your face. But the day did come and the promise was sure. If you guys will trust God and learn how to believe again that it can happen for you, and it is for you, then you will have it. You just have to become the person that you were originally intended to be and drop all the stories of doubt, confusion, and fear. It doesn't belong to you, and it doesn't look good on you. You were created for better. Thank you guys for being with us today. Armitria, thank you so much. That was so empowering.
Thank you so much, Sissy. I appreciate it.
we're getting ready to pick up some days because we need to really, really get this message out there. So, guys, you guys go on and make sure you follow us on this on our Blog Talk Radio channel because we have some more shows getting ready to be scheduled for your empowerment. You guys go and have a blessed and prosperous and happy and loving day. God bless you.